Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever here on the Sideshow Network. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And we have two more terrible comics from our awful comic book collection to tell you about today.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
We are getting into something, actually, I didn't actually think we would actually get to do, we would do a G.I. Joe.
Why not?
But here we are, because G.I. Joe, the real American hero, A real American hero, was a series, comic book series for Marvel for a very long time.
Don't they have one now?
I'm not for Marvel. I mean, IDW has one.
Oh, okay. But, yeah.
I think, but G.I. Joe has, G.I. Joe was a comic book series, you know, right around the time when the movie, when the TV cartoon came out.
Yeah,
so everything's kind of gone hand in hand with that, and that's pretty fascinating, considering, you know, how much stuff for G.I. Joe there was for years. I mean, just like, I just recently went through, like, G.I. Joe, like, action figures, just looking through, like, them on this website, and...
I was not aware that they still make them.
Well, there's a thing, they
and
still...
And that they've made them for years.
They still, they stopped making them... for a, like a minute, like in like 94, 95.
Mm-hmm.
And then they brought them back, sort of, and they started kind of becoming more popular again. So then they started like creating a bunch new, you know, a bunch older guys, like redoing them and just doing stuff. Like it was, so it was very, and you know, there's conventions. There's G.I. Joe conventions.
People love G.I. Joe.
Which I imagine...
G.I. Joe!
G.I. Joe... I imagine G.I. Joe conventions are probably... I hate saying this, but...
I'm about to say something terrible.
Let me preface it. I'm about to throw shade onto the people that go into G.I. Joe conventions, but, you know...
We don't really have a leg to stand on.
What?
We don't really have any room to talk. Like, we go to fucking comic book conventions and weird horror movie-a-thons and shit. Because we're weird.
We are weird.
So, you know.
But, yeah, it's funny because, like, I just imagine, like, there's a lot of guys...
Your age.
A lot of guys with beards. A lot of guys my age with beards.
Uh-huh.
Just being like...
Look,
a lot of shirts covered in cat hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you gotta have that.
I'll never forget that time I was in Target, and there was a guy buying, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! He was buying some sort of cards.
Mm-hmm.
And but he kind of looked like maybe my age, maybe a little bit younger. You know, I being 50. and he was wearing a black shirt, but it was, like, the most... cat haired shirt, like literally, like he looked at all of his shirts and said, "This is the only shirt I can wear right now, and I'm going to wear it out." And my cat has been sleeping on it for 3 days.
Yeah, well, we know.
Like, it was like one of those shirts, like you find it under the bed. The cat always sleeping,
the
cat's on,
sleeping on it.
Like because you pull out something on the bed, and you're like, "Jesus Christ, cat's been on this." Like it's just covered in hair. And he didn't bother to even be like, "Wipe it off." No, he just put it on.
Maybe that's as good as it was gonna get. He was like, "I tried. I'm out of those little rolly things.
You don't need rolly things. You can just use a wet washcloth," which I'm assuming he doesn't have any washcloths.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Or use a sponge? Do you have any sponges? Does your mom's house have any sponges?
Ew. What if it's like one of those ones that smells?
What, the sponge?
Yeah. You know when they get all like sour smelling?
Oh, yeah. Maybe
that was the best choice for him.
I know.
I don't know his life.
Anyways, he's not in this book.
That's too bad. Covered in cat hair would be a great G.I. Joe.
That'd be my code name.
I was like, we can't really
Guy
talk.
Covered in cat hair.
I got in the car the other day, I looked down at my fucking pants, and I had cat hair all over them because the cat decided to rub against me just as I walked out the door. I had to get to work and get my rolly thing that I keep desk for this exact purpose and, like, roll my legs off.
I go to work covered in cat hair frequently. I do. I will admit that.
Well, yeah, we have cats.
Yeah, people are probably like, "Jesus Christ, Sean." You know.
Are you just telling a story about you?
I think that,
like,
was me.
And like just saying it was somebody else.
I think that was me.
You're
I think
it was some guy
covered in cat hair, but it was
really about you.
I think that was me in like a quantum leap situation. This guy in an alternate situation. This guy's like, you know, I quantum leaped into a different body that I had to buy Yu-Gi-Oh cards in, mm-hmm. but I also slept in a place with lots of cat hair.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Scott Bakula has nothing on me.
Nope, it's true.
Anyway.
All right, so G.I. Joe number...
Okay, so G.I. Joe, the real American... Oh, God damn it. G.I. Joe, a real American hero. Number 45.
From March.
Volume 1, from March 1986.
Oh, shit.
1986, In Search of Candy.
Delicious.
The cover of, okay, so the cover of this book is basically, well, we find out this is Ripcord.
Yep, Scowling Joe.
Scowling Joe, and he's about to, he's doing some recon, and he's, you know, he's looking to shoot something in Zartan.
He's gonna fucking take an arrow to his goddamn head.
Yeah, Zartan's behind him.
Got his bow drawn, all that sort of stuff. Now, as I was reading this, I realized that I don't remember nearly as much about G.I. Joe as I thought I did.
I'm surprised you knew anything about G.I. Joe.
I used to watch G.I. Joe when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I watched all the time. I had one of those little... I had a G.I. Joe action figure. I had the girl one.
Lady J?
Yeah, I had Lady J. My dad
Lady,
got me that one.
Lady J, my dad... My dad... You know about Lady J.
Oh, yes, I do.
So, my dad, Mr. Soul, he had a G.I. Joe... Lady J action figure in the package. Yeah. It wasn't mint, it just was in the package.
For years.
But in his assumption, it was probably the most valuable thing he owned. He felt, he was really like, I could probably, you know, this is like a family heirloom. He really treated it that way.
I know he did.
And he would, he's like, he'd, anytime we would have G.I. Joe's for kids, he'd be like, you're never going to open Lady J. And I didn't care. I didn't need Lady J. I didn't need her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, if I know, and when I got old enough, when I was like, you know, if I really wanted to buy Lady J, I could go out and buy another Lady J. You know, I could buy it loose,
mm-hmm.
you know, without the backpack and everything. But he had, he's like, you can never touch this one. It will remain in my underwear drawer forever.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. that's it.
The first time, I think he showed it to me every time I went over to your house.
Yeah, he's very proud
like
of it.
Like every time we went
to
visit.
He's prouder of that toy than he was of me.
I don't think that's true. Where is that now?
It's at home. It's a buffalo.
I thought one of your brothers had it.
Maybe I've one of them. I don't care who takes it.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to do. It's you know, I have his comics.
That's true. You do.
I have his Fantastic Four 45, which kind of actually brings our collection's respectability up a little bit. However, I haven't gotten it graded, so I have no idea if it's in what kind of condition it's in.
You need to get that on that.
I do, but it's like, you know, grading comics sounds like a pain in the ass.
It really does sound like a pain in the ass. Yeah, I just kind of wish there was like a place I could go to where it was just
I want to just go into a place and be like, grade this, and they'd be like, great, and then you walk out and you're okay, but you gotta send
gotta,
it
like,
to like...
send it, and then they gotta like, I don't know what they do. They like, smell it or something. I don't fucking know. Like,
you guys taste it?
They do. Like, I think it's kind of like, you know, like how like if you're tasting a fine wine, you like sniff it and like.
Do they kind of rub things like this on the corner of the books on the face?
Yeah, it's like in a movie where one of those guys wants to test if it's cocaine, and he like sticks his pinky finger in it, licks it, and he's like, "Oh, this is real cocaine."
Who
like,
wants the party? Yeah,
yeah, this is a real book.
I want like, a real cocaine. I want a cocaine taster to grade my book. I think that would be great.
I think they only write comic books.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Are you implying that comic book writers do coke?
I'm saying ones back in the day sure as fuck did.
We
have a lot of books where all I can think is cocaine is.
I don't know him personally, but I will. Jim Shooter, from the pictures I've seen of him, looks like he has done a toot or two.
Yeah.
He looks like Robert Davey, for crying out loud. Robert Davey was made for cocaine.
Yeah,
even though he probably doesn't do cocaine, he looks like he would do cocaine.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of books that we own that were from late 70s, early 80s, and I'm like, oh, cocaine.
So there's either that or LSD. There's something.
There's a lot of that.
There's influence. Anyway,
that's how I believe all the new gods came to be, is LSD. I blame the LSD.
So, In Search of Candy.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about a book.
We're talking about In Search of Candy. Not nose candy, but just candy.
Or just, like, regular candy, like Sour Patch Kids.
I kind of wish that was the case. In Search of Candy, he goes, hey, I found my Sour Patch Kids. All right, turn this plane back around. Oh, they're going to run back in no time.
All right, so we've got some Joes.
We got Joes. We got Ripcord and Ace. Ace being the flight guy, the fly plane guy.
Yeah,
who's dressed like an astronaut all the time.
Yeah, it's
I don't understand.
Because he flies so high? I don't fucking know, whatever. So, like, They're flying over Cobra Island.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing recon.
Yeah, they're doing recon because...
Because, like, Cobra Island is now, like, a sovereign state or something.
Yeah, somebody said yes to that.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I don't know.
Like...
I just read Avengers West Coast where... A Dr. Demonicus, a man who's known as Dr. Demonicus, raised an island from the ocean, and the UN went, okay.
I mean, can...
So apparently...
I mean, really, what can you do if some country's like, well, we're sovereign, like, what do you... Like, the UN can't really do anything except, like, say, no. Like, they send those dudes in with, like, the
I don't think... today, I don't think they would stand for it.
I don't think they do much.
But apparently... They are doing the recon and...
Seeing what they're up to on good old Cobra Island.
Cobra Island, but so Ripcord is particularly ornery.
Yeah, that's because his name is fucking Ripcord.
Well, his name is Ripcord because he jumps out of planes and stuff.
Right, and he's sitting in a plane without jumping, so of course he's ornery.
Of course he is. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So he's very cranky. He's like, what could possibly be bothering me? My girlfriend Candy gets kidnapped by Dreadnought. Candy's father turns out to be the Cobra Crimson Guardsman. Cobra Crimson Guardsman... who masterminded the creation of Cobra Island, which it's just one guy, well, one guardsman that decided, hey, we should take over an island, which I think is kind of, okay.
We should build one.
Yeah,
you've seen Cobra Commander Returns, right? he just makes an island.
He literally does, yes.
Yeah.
And Candy herself may or may not be a Cobra agent. I'm having a great time. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's really cranky.
He's really cranky.
Yeah.
So Cobra Island, though, they're flying over.
He also is probably cranky because he looks like Jimmy Olsen wearing an army helmet.
Yes.
Yeah.
He should be.
Yeah.
I would. So we're flying over Cobra Island and Zartan, who I'm trying to figure out. Actually, I'm trying to understand here. Is Zartan's head, is that hair or is
no,
that like.
That's a hood thing.
That's a hood. See, that's for years. I always thought that was his hair.
That's hilarious.
I always thought that was, like, his hair, because, like, that's how he always came, but apparently...
So, he's just, like, got a quirky Betty Page red shoulder-length bob.
He's got a shake-and-bake wig.
He does have a shake-and-bake wig.
You know, but the thing is, though, because later on, they made a ninja for Zartan, and he just had a mohawk.
Oh.
But so it was actually...
So maybe that's what's underneath that head thing.
Well, because the Dreadnoughts are just basically, like, crust punks that with guns.
Yeah, you know.
So Zartan, you know, they're on Cobra Island, and they see the flame, Ace and Ripcord flying over, and they're like, hey, should we shoot it down?
Yeah.
And they're like,
oh, well, we're, you know, he's in our airspace, and we are a sovereign nation. They're like, but it could just be like a passenger jet, maybe we shouldn't do that.
Yeah. So
they don't shoot it down. They make a good decision.
In this book, I will say there's a lot of reasonable choices
there are. There's Cobra.
Right?
That's what I thought, too. I was like, wait a second. G.I. Joe kind of looks like an asshole in this book.
So.
Like, the whole bunch of them.
Well, so now we're in the U.S. Army Medical Center, I guess.
Some guy.
General Austin is somebody that was in charge of G.I. Joe.
Yeah, he had a heart attack.
But he's talking to...
He's okay.
He's talking to Hawk. He becomes General Hawk here, but
yeah.
You know, basically he's talking to Hawk, and there's a bunch of bumbo jumbo about government and Cobra Island sovereignty, and I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, like,
they're literally like, you know, like those, it's like fucking Unabomber shit, and the government's like, okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's like watching The West Wing.
It's like watching the West.
It's like dudes talking about politics.
Watching The West Wing, but one of the guys has Norman Osborn hair.
Yeah, he sure does. And you're just like, whatever.
I don't get that haircut.
I don't understand how that works either.
It doesn't work. It can't work in real life. Like, I understand, like, you could say maybe it's like a...
Is it supposed to
Jufro?
No, is it supposed to, like, indicate, like, a curl? That's what I mean. Like, is it... You know how, like, if you have really, really curly hair and you slick it back, it kind of does that, like, bumpy?
But it doesn't... But it only does it for, like, a... But it doesn't do it for, like, the entire head evenly across the way.
Let's say if you're a dude and you have short hair and you have curly, maybe that's what... I don't know. I don't understand why that's done and, like, what it's supposed to represent.
Yeah. So now we're in the G.I. Joe... We're at Staten Island.
Oh, no, we're at the PX.
PX, yeah.
Yeah.
But we're in Staten Island. We're in a place that's, like...
Sorry, guys.
It literally said... What? It says, in the PX canteen of the Chaplain's Assistance School at Fort Wadsworth, Staten Island. Jesus Christ. Just say you're in Staten Island.
Yeah.
And so Flint is sitting at the table. They're having some coffee, and he's introducing Snake Eyes, who can't talk.
Nope.
And
he's wearing like a knight's visor.
Well, I don't know how he sees or.
But you know, kind of like how if it's a knight. That's what it looks like. It's not like a cool like Jordy LaForge.
No, he's gotten better visors over the years.
That's a really shitty
Snake Eyes is the fucking coolest.
No, he's really cool. It's just I feel bad for his visor. I'm like, I think you could do better.
He's a silent ninja master G.I. Joe, and every kid loved him.
Yeah.
He had a wolf at one point.
That's pretty sweet.
You know, and then there's also Spirit here who has a bird named Freedom.
Mm.
But
yeah, and we'll talk about it later, but there's a part where I'm just like, so the G.I. Joes are like the Wyatt, like the village people of the military.
They kind of are. Let's be honest. They kind of are.
It's really ridiculous.
That probably was the inspiration. We're like, what's with the village people, but if like.
Like, make them army guys.
But like, they weren't like for gay people, you know, for like a gay
thing.
They
weren't gay?
Yeah, it wasn't
gay. Don't tell me none of these G.I. Joes are gay.
Well, you got Quick, so we got, they meet Quick Kick. And Alpine.
Okay.
Quick Kick is into silent weapons, i.e. his feet. We don't see him in battle or in his battle outfit, but he usually runs out into the battle wearing no shirt.
Oh, well, yep. Yeah.
Because he looks like Liu Kang, basically, when he's fighting, G.I. Joe. And then Alpine, who climbs mountains.
Yeah.
He's a mountain guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we all know. Yeah, we all know. So that's it. And so they're introducing them, and you know,
this is back in the day when they would just like name characters after things that they did.
Well, yeah, that's how they made G.I. Joes. Why not? That's how you make them. That's how you. And she's like, this guy's a rock guy. This guy's into tunnels. This guy's into jumping out of planes.
So if it was like the guy who repaired air conditioners, his name's HVAC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chill boy.
No, now it sounds like a Legion.
That's true. That's like we call him
HVAC.
HVAC. Or, you know, if he was a cook, you know, if he was the fighting, because there's a few, one of those barbecues. See, the thing about G.I. Joe's is like they would always have like a primary operation, and then they would have like a secondary operation. Sometimes, like Roadblock, for instance, like he was a heavy machine gunner, but like his secondary operation was a cook. You know, because he was.
Oh, that's right. He made barbecue.
He made barbecue. A lot of them made barbecue. There was actually a G.I. Joe named Barbecue who was not a cook.
Was he a flamethrower?
He was
guy?
A flamethrower, though.
Yeah, that makes sense.
His primary operation was to burn things.
Oh, well, good for him. That's a job.
So they're sitting around this table.
And somebody gives Snake Eyes a note.
Or no, Snake Eyes hears another group of nerds.
Yeah, another
G.I. Joe nerds talking, and they're like, yeah, they got this message. It's kind of like
important.
It's some sort of about message about the killer of the Hard Master.
Yes,
who I guess is one of Snake Eyes' teachers.
Yes,
or something. So Snake Eyes hears this and
grabs a note,
and
runs away.
I don't know if he's seeing it or what he's doing, but he sees it and he runs away.
Runs away.
He's having a fit.
Yes, he's like, oh, I run away.
He spazzes out.
Runs away.
So we're back to over island.
Yeah, they're still flying over the island. And if they should be high enough up that the Cobra Island can't actually see them very well, but whatever.
Right.
So they're flying over Cobra Island, and Ripcord's like, hey, what's the pilot's name again? Pilot guy? Ace. Figured.
Ace Ventura.
Hey, Ace, how's your air check? He's like, oh, there's nothing wrong with my air? Why? He's like, I just wanted to make sure you could breathe. And then he
goes, peace!
Yeah, and he pieces out and he ejects. And Ace is like, dude, what the fuck? Like, you're going rogue.
Yeah, pretty much. So
we're back in the hospital.
Back in the hospital.
Where there's, like, just bullshit going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
He's just kind of, like, hawks there, and, like, he's talking to this General Austin, and they're just kind of...
Political intrigue,
and, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, and then we got
Ripcord. That's a great picture.
You love your, what the one of him just jumping
yeah,
silently.
It's just a great picture.
Yeah, it's a good shot.
It
good
is.
Drawing.
It's just neat. So he's like, flying down, and Cobra's like,
Cobra's like, something just ejected from that plane. They've been literally in the same positions for like the entire night.
Yeah, they've been watching us.
Because it's Zartan and this Crimson Guard who doesn't have his helmet on.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's that guy, it's Candy's dad.
Sure. So he lands on the island,
He lands, his ripcord lands on Cobra Island. Now we're back in New York.
Yep.
Where, actually, now it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because they were in Staten Island, so Snake Eyes took a train.
Yep, got
a subway. Took a subway to New York to find Starship.
Well, he probably have to take a ferry because he's on Staten Island.
Oh yeah, he took a boat. He took a Joe ferry.
So he took a ferry, and then he probably got on a subway, and did a couple connections and got to.
Is there a G.I. Joe subway guy? There should be a G.I. Joe subway guy called
Subway.
Called Subway.
Oh, he also makes sandwiches.
Why didn't they make a Subway guy? I'm so disappointed. I'm actually very disappointed in G.I. Joe's. Please just repaint another G.I. Joe from the 90s and just fucking make him called Subway.
Do not name him Jared.
Yeah, don't make his real name be Jared.
Whatever.
Jared Creek Boy. You know, whatever.
So he
hops over to Storm Shadow. So Storm Shadow is basically like the inverted version of Snake Eyes,
yeah,
but for Cobra.
Ninja Dude.
But for some reason, they're still kind of like...
They're buddies.
They're cool with each other.
Yeah. And so, like, Snake Eyes, like, jumps out of, like, a trap door. And the guy's like, Snake Eyes! And they, like, clang swords. And that's not a euphemism they, like, actually do. And then Snake Eyes hands him a note. And it's the note about who killed their master.
Who killed their master, and, you know...
And so now they're like, well, we're gonna work together.
Yeah, we gotta figure out this. I think I know... It's a badge from the soft master telling us who killed the hard master.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Soft,
but yeah.
Hard, whatever. So yeah,
it's about dicks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just assume it's about dicks.
Yeah.
So okay.
Guy on the island.
So we're back on the island now, and so they wake up Cobra Commander.
Yeah.
Cobra Commander, like, Cobra Commander, get up. Something's happening. And Crimson Guard guy is like, hey, this guy's, I'm assuming he suggested the island.
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe that still.
He's like, I think there's a guy here.
We
should probably find that guy.
Should probably send us a platoons. And Cobra Commander,
in
a very benevolent action, goes, hey, just as a heads up, he goes, look. Our soldiers have worked really hard, and they deserve to be sleep.
Yeah.
We don't want to rile up. Arousing those troops unnecessarily puts them on edge. They've done well and deserve a rest.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty nice. Yeah.
He's like, well, maybe we can only send out, like, one or two guys.
Do we need all the guys?
We don't need all the guys. We only need a few guys.
For one guy, we don't really need one guy. And Captain Commander's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, buddy, hey.
And then he's like,
tonight, it's game night.
And then Cobra Commander's like, hey, you know, I really heard about your daughter. Nobody knows where she is. Sorry. Like, he, like, feels bad for this guy.
No, he doesn't feel bad. He's just
kind of... He does. He has empathy.
You think he's just, like, kind of like, sorry, not sorry?
No, I think it's just kind of like, we don't know what's going on with your daughter. Sorry about that.
But he actually says sorry.
He does. He
Cobra Commander.
Says sorry. Cobra Commander says sorry. And you're like, wait a second. Why does he look like the good guy in this fucking book?
He seems like the most compassionate guy. Because meanwhile, you have one Joe going rogue.
Right.
You have...
Right. Like, this whole thing becomes like a huge incident because this Joe goes rogue, really making the Joes look like the assholes of the book and the antagonists. And Cobra Commander's just like, you know, we're just going to send a couple guys out. We're going to figure out what's going on. And there's no need to, like, go crazy.
Hey, and by the way, I'm okay enough with remembering that your daughter is missing and, you know, we haven't
been able to find
her. What happened was she got captured by the Dreadnought.
Yeah.
But she escaped.
Yeah.
And now she's out somewhere on this island. And they're like, hey, we just don't know where she is. We're trying. I mean, I don't know if he says they're trying.
They're trying to
There's been
out.
No further news.
Yeah, so
because apparently these guys were like, hey, he's doing this. I'm
he's
actually
doing his shit.
He's doing. He's being.
He's being the leader that he needs to be.
He's being pretty chill. I'm actually really. I'm really impressed with this. I'm kind of like.
Cobras look really good in this book. The Joes look like assholes. It's really ridiculous. So, like,
So Zartan slips out.
Zartan's like, I'll go do it.
Yeah, Zartan's like, fuck this. I'm gonna take my hood hair or whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna go check out. This.
And then we jump to...
Snake Eyes and... What's his name? Dark...
Snake Eyes and
Storm Shadow.
And they,
They're gonna go find this...
They're gonna go find the... Whoever's killed their master.
Yep.
You know, they kind of...
That's a thing.
They kind of, like, realize, like, well, whoever did it... stole one of my arrows, Storm Shadow.
Yeah.
Storm Shadow's like, I like that because this is basically one sided conversation. Like, Snake Eyes is just like.
Mm-hmm. Well, Snake Eyes doesn't say anything.
Yeah. So he's like, somebody must have stole my arrows, must have been quiet enough, he must have, you know, he's been a master of disguise. Mm-hmm. So we already know who it is.
Yeah.
And
you know who'd be a terrible podcast guest? Snake Eyes.
Yeah, you would. He would just grab the comic and just run around and be all creeped out.
Pointing at it. Gesticulating wildly.
And be like, what is this, Snake Eyes?
Yeah, that's a stupid panel, I agree.
Anyway. You're the best guest, Snake Eyes.
You just let me talk. You're great, Snake. You're such a good listener.
So barely they figure this out, and so they go off to find him.
Probably on the same island that everybody else is going to.
Yeah. That's where their guy is. So Ripcord is just losing his shit. Yes. He's jumping like a bunch of these, you know, infantry soldiers. He's about to like cut this dude's head off.
Right.
You know, like literally, he's like, tell me who the professor is. That's got like, or he's like looking for Professor Appel, and he's like, you know, that's because he's apparently the guy. He's a Crimson Guardsman who's also a professor. So apparently, he teaches at a university, but in his spare time, he's a Crimson Guardsman. You know, and he also suggested an island, and Cobra Commander said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, make sure you put some good toilet soap or toilets in here.
Sure.
Because I want my men to, I want clean bathrooms.
Yeah. Men's
you know, because he's thinking, you know, he's thinking about, hey, let's get some.
He's thinking about troop morale.
Let's hire a good cook.
Yeah. He's thinking about troop morale because you're not going to stay with Cobras if shit sucks.
Especially if you're on an island.
But if you've got a nice facilities and you get your sleep when you're supposed to.
Let's get a higher thread count on our sheets.
Food, like, you'll hang out with them. It's cool.
You know, because all this, apparently he's looking for the guy who just suggested this island, this professor.
Yeah.
And Zartan's scoping him out.
Yeah.
And, you know, as Zartan.
And just like as this guy's going to tell him something.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, let me see if I can still shoot this arrow. So Zartan, like, you know, pulls his arrow back.
Yeah.
Then, of course.
Well, we don't see it.
We cut to.
Yeah, we cut to. It's just kind of. This comic book's all over the place real fast.
Yeah, the cut's kind of.
We go to fucking Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes, and they go to. Apparently, Cobra has warehouses all over New York.
Yeah.
Because that's where they keep one of their rattlers, their planes.
Yeah.
So which I just like that it just flies out of a building.
Yeah. It's fine. You know? It doesn't need a runway. It just shoots straight up. It's like a helicopter.
Yeah. Just shoots straight up.
So they take off. But over in the Joe land, they're taking one of the big fucking bombers.
Yeah, they're taking a big bomb.
I don't know if you really need that much air power for like six guys, but whatever.
Yeah, so we got. We do see Quick Kick. See, look, he's just going out and wearing a sash.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the
YMCA. You got the Indian.
This is the village people.
Village people. You got Wild cowboy. Bill. Wild Bill's a cowboy.
You need a cowboy.
You got the army man. And then you have the mountain man.
You got a mountain man. You got a dude.
This is probably the most. Actually, this
vaguely Asian guy, and then that's it.
Well, no, he's an Asian guy.
I know that's enough. He doesn't have to have another thing. Like, the white guy's the cowboy, and the other white guy's, like, the army guy. But when you're Asian, you just get to be vaguely Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You don't have a thing.
Okay. So, yeah. So now we get to Zartan finally shooting his arrow through.
Yeah. And he kills the guy before he could give Ripcord any information.
Oh, does he kill? Yeah, he does actually. Yeah, he shoots this guy through the armpit.
Yeah, it looks like
he shoots him because he could.
It goes straight through him and, like, hits Ripcord in the arm.
Yeah, Ripcord. Because he's this Cobra officer. Poor Cobra officer gets shot through the clavicle, through the armpit, and Ripcord gets shot through the arm.
Yeah.
And
so he runs to hide and like try to put a bandage on him, which he's all mad about because he can't open.
Why is that? Why do we have to see that?
I don't know.
Why couldn't we just kind of have him like shoot him already?
I don't know.
And be like, you just jump because there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on, and then.
So now we're back at
Washington. Zartan's like, oh, I gotta find him.
Yeah.
And so then we go back.
Now we're back in Washington.
In the hospital, and this is my favorite panel.
So, this General Austin is on a conference call with the president.
Yes.
And other people.
Yes. It's kind of like Skype, but with phones. But like he can see them on the video screens, he can but see he's them also on, talking to them on a handheld phone.
He's talking to them on a handheld phone, but he's also using two other hand...
He's using three phones...
At once.
At the same time, so he can call...
But he's also got the screen!
But he's got... And it's like, what the fuck? Like, he has two up to one ear, like, one phone up to the other ear.
But can't they just put them on speaker?
I don't know.
There's no speaker phones, he
There's
literally...
There's no conference dial-in number? Like,
no. But he has his giant TV. It? But no, they have all this technology for this TV to have the president.
Video conferencing.
Video conferencing, but there's apparently... It
there's
has
no
to,
sound.
There's no sound.
So you have to call them each individually on three separate phones.
And he's on the phone. He's literally holding... He's got two receivers tucked under his chin on the right, or on the left, and he's got one on the right. Or on the left, and he's got the other one on the right. It looks ridiculous.
That's amazing. That is the most amazing panel I've ever seen of, like, how ridiculous car... I mean, come on, there had to be dial-ins.
They have fucking... Okay, here's the thing. G.I. Joe has fucking lasers.
Right?
Laser guns. They
you
are...
You don't have a fucking dial-in number
you
for a
you
conference
can't
call.
Matt, mock up some sort of Skype bullshit back in 1986? Good lord.
It's ridiculous.
Anyways, so basically...
like, I resign because my heart sucks.
My heart sucks. General Hawk, you're in charge of G.I. Joe.
Oh, here, General Hawk, here's this beautiful box of earrings.
Or cufflinks.
They're cufflinks. But they look like pretty star earrings.
Well, no, they're stars. They're just stars
for
his chest.
For his chest. But he's like... They look like earrings because he's like giving them to him in a jewelry box. It's all very romantic.
Yeah, so, and, you know, and then what's his face? Storm Shadow and some of that guy's making the way to... We're making the way.
They're going to the island.
To the island. And then,
which the only reason that they have to go to the island is because Ripcord is being a dick and he went rogue. They wouldn't have to go to this island. They could have left them alone.
No, but they're going to this island, though, because Ripcord or Storm Shadow realizes that it's Zartan that is a shapeshifter. Because Zartan's
the
master of the skies, and he's the one that killed his master.
I'm talking about
the Joes are going there to fix
other them. Joes are going there. There is no reason for them to do so if this guy didn't decide to take matters into his own hands.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
So there's a lot of, like, arrow shooties.
We got arrows. We got scope guns.
And
yeah.
Apparently Zartan has some sort of, like, cloaking ability where he can, like, vanish.
Yeah, he's a master of camouflage. And
yeah.
All this stuff. He's very...
So as he vanishes, like, Ripcord stands up and, like, just screams and shoots. It's like, no! And then he's like, wait, I better figure this out because he's coming for me. So he, like, hides in the mud and then pulls him down when he gets there.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's some pretty good battling.
Yeah.
Blam, 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 blam. Ha, ha, ha. Reminds me of Jesse Ventura and fucking Predator.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what happened, because they couldn't see Predator, so
they
just fucking... Or not Predator, Bill Duke just starts laying waste with Jesse Ventura's gun, because Jesse Ventura got killed first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So the Rattler that Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes are on come to the island. They're like, well, I guess it's one of ours, so we'll let them on there. And Cobra Commander's like... Give him permission. Turns out he might, you know, we have enough people here to cover it if he's a firepower. We have the firepower to cover it if he's an intruder. But, you know, it's one of ours.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, very even-handed.
I know. He's being very reasonable.
Yeah.
I thought he was supposed to be, like, a crazy megalomaniacal person.
Yep, nope. Very, very even-handed ruler of his little sovereign nation.
And then the Joes, they're on the water. They're having a grand old time.
Yep, they're going to make an amphibious landing on Cobra Island, again, because of Ripcord.
Yeah.
Who, did he kill Zartan?
Well, he did something with them. He said, they fought.
And now he's going to, like, take...
Oh, no.
Wait,
actually,
what
I know.
Happened?
I know what happened. I'm sorry. So, Zartan and the Ripcord fought.
Okay.
But Zartan won.
Oh.
Because Zartan says, because he says here, now I have the perfect opportunity. I can take over this one's identity and infiltrate his headquarters.
Oh,
as
he's
looking, you know,
I
as we imagine that it's
Yes. Okay, yeah. So he's going to become a Joe. I thought that was the other way around.
No, I don't know what hell happened to Ripcord. Ripcord, I'm assuming, maybe he's dead.
Well, this whole book is kind of his fault.
Oh, it is, yeah.
It's kind of one of those things where it's like, I'm supposed to think that because he's a G.I. Joe, all of his actions are good, but they're not. Like, you had specific orders not to attack or go onto this island, and they're not shooting at you, they're not attacking you, and what do? You go, fuck it. And now you have a fucking problem.
Yeah.
And it's your fault.
It is literally his fault. This whole thing is his fault.
Yeah.
So, that's where we leave it.
Yep.
That's where we leave this end of this G.I. Joe book. G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, number 45, from March 1986. Would you read the next issue?
Probably.
I think I would, too. Yeah, I kind of feel like I would get a lot of enjoyment reading these.
Yeah, especially if I have another panel where a dude uses three phones at once.
Well, because it's really like it's very 80s kids
it
toys.
It really is.
And there's no, I mean, and outside of like a crossover they did with Transformers, like there's no Marvel bullshit going on here.
Yeah, it's just it's very straightforward.
But there's enough like characters and people in there. It's like the G.I. universe actually is a very fascinating universe. I kind of feel like I should. I wonder if I should. I don't know if it's on Netflix anymore, but I kind of want to feel like I should watch some of those cartoons.
Yeah.
Too, because they, some of the ones from like I don't know. It just does some crazy bullshit in those cartoons too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So. Like I said, I used to watch it when I was a kid, and I remember I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was G.I. Joe.
It was G.I. Joe. It was
fucking G.I. Joe. They had guns, and they were they.
It was G.I. Joe.
They just showed up and.
And then they would try to teach you a lesson at the end and be like, G.I. Joe, or whatever.
Yeah, they taught lessons.
Yeah.
Taught lessons is use lots of phones.
Yeah.
And
be a complete asshole and disregard orders.
And
especially when you're in the military, they like that.
Yeah, I would rather listen to Cobra.
Yeah. I'm kind of like, yeah, at least Cobra seems like he's trying to think and trying to make good decisions.
We get naps.
Naps.
You get good naps.
Oh, I got that cool, like, headpiece thing.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right, that's G.I. Joe.
Yep.
Cool, Joe. All right, we're back here on Wart's Collection over here on Sideshow Network. Let us do our DC selection for today. We're revisiting Wonder Woman.
Yay!
Wonder Woman, Volume 1, number 257, from July 1979.
Mm-hmm.
On the cover, it is Wonder Woman trying to save a little girl from being swallowed by a dinosaur.
Yep.
So, there you
go. She's like in its mouth. It's pretty hilarious.
In its mouth.
Giant mouth.
Yep. So, Wonder Woman's flying, it's called The Case of the Impossible Crimes.
Mm-hmm. Impossible.
But they're totally possible, because they happened.
Well, they're possible.
Yeah. So, Wonder Woman's flying back to New York in her invisible plane.
Yep. Thinking about what's happened in the last couple issues.
Yeah, just having to think.
So, she's like, oh, I'm back, I'm so happy to be back in New York.
Yeah. Wait, I'm just reading this here. I'm confused. Oh. That's the name of the... So they get these toys. I'm sorry. I was looking at this thing. They have, like, Superman vans and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they're called Corgi.
Corgi.
But it's not a dog.
I want a Corgi.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, so she's thinking she's flying back to New York.
What?
No. And then, so she's having to think about, like, oh, it's good to be back. You know, it's sad that Steve is dead.
Yeah, Steve died.
But, I have finding a new purpose. I'm going to find it here in New York.
You can make it here. You can make it anywhere.
Because I guess she was in Texas or some shit.
No, wait, what? Texas?
Yeah, it's something like...
Oh, she was talking about Houston or something.
Yeah.
I'm finished with Houston and the space program. Okay.
Yeah, so she was, like, there. And now she's back in New York, and she's... So she like, jumps down under her balcony and changes into Diana Prince, and this picture is a little ridiculous because she's like her face looks ridiculous.
Well, she's using her lasso to change her clothes.
Yeah, I don't know why that is a thing.
Well, her costume as, because actually there's a bit at the end about the answer man. He answers a question about this.
Oh.
He's like, because somebody was like, hey.
What the fuck? Why can't she just change like a normal human?
Well, no, because somebody goes, when Diana Prince is not Wonder Woman, if Wonder Woman, okay, I guess if Wonder Woman doesn't have her bracelets, she goes insane.
What?
That's apparently that was a thing.
That's not a thing.
No, but it was a thing.
Well, I'm really glad it's no longer a thing. Well, okay.
Apparently she, but the thing is that the person was like, well, which is Diana.
Like, how insane. Like, running around, like, ripping people's heads off.
I'm mad!
And she's or, like, you know, wandering down the street talking to herself and saying.
I hope it's like, that. I hope she's having, I hope she's just kind of muttering and she's kind of like.
Shuffling and muttering.
She's kind of walking into places, like food places and going. And then there's and people that try to help her and she just walks out.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, she, you know, and then she starts, like, digging through trash. And, yeah, like, she wears, yeah. like, yeah, whatever. Like, just New York crazy.
Yeah.
Starts
hoarding.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Becomes a hoarder. Like, is it that level of crazy? Like, how insane are we talking?
Wonder hoarder. Wonder hoarder.
It's like nothing but old Greek statues.
Wonder hoarder. She's saving, like, just boxes of jars of Kalamata olives.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she makes lots of Greek salads because she's Greek.
Yeah. Feta cheese. Feta so cheese. Much feta cheese. Pounds of feta cheese.
She's like, I need all the feta cheese. I'm making a feta cheese Steve Trevor. Because I miss him. They're like, Wonder Woman.
That woman's apartment smells.
It's like, Wonder Woman, put your bracelets on.
She's like, I can't find them underneath the piles of feta cheese.
Anyways, so she's, so, well, here's the thing. So the reason why I said this is because she, apparently her costume is invisible, as is her bracelets. So when she does whatever she's doing here, you know, when she's wearing her glasses and her hippie stuff.
Follow-up question.
Yeah.
So right now her hair is, like, tied back or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming her tiara is also invisible.
Yeah, it's on her right now.
So if you, let's say you're a dude,
uh-huh.
and you're gonna give her a smooch, maybe touch her hair a little bit. Are you gonna run hand first into tiara when you expect to feel head? Like, how does that work out?
I don't know.
Alright, check it out.
That's Answer Man. He didn't answer that.
I mean, what the fuck, Answer Man?
So.
Made up bullshit about her being insane. You better follow through. Okay, anyway.
So we have, so now we're here with, next morning, and up, you know, a bunch of guys are in a van. Armored truck, money, and they turn the corner, and there is a fucking dinosaur.
Yep, and on a billboard, I just want to point this out, on a billboard there is a giant picture of Batman. This is DC Comics. So I'm really confused on if an advertisement for DC Comics making Batman a character in a comic book in his own universe. I don't know how that works.
It doesn't work. It's not supposed to work that way.
They just want us to read more DC Comics? Like, it's just weird.
It's just a picture, just a big thing of Batman.
Picture
just
of Batman.
Even in the books, I mean, literally they're like, Batman has to be in every book.
Well, Batman and all the things. I don't know if this is when they were doing that.
No, well, they're totally doing it here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this truck gets derailed by this giant dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
And the guards start trying to get some hoodlums start trying to shoot the guards.
Yeah.
Which I'm like,
just bad enough that there's a fucking dinosaur. Now you're getting shot at.
Yeah, no, really. It's like, you already derailed the truck. These guys are going to get out. Like, you don't have to kill the guards.
Right. You would think, I mean, like, all right, so I'm driving down LA, and all of a sudden a fucking dinosaur comes and, like, swats at my car. And, like, if I had no other choice, I'm getting out and running. I don't need to stand there and go, oh, dinosaur. I'm going to run away.
Yeah.
Run away!
So she,
So Wonder Woman shows up, and she, like, you know, is like, stop shooting at these guys. Whatever.
She stops shooting, and then the dinosaur.
And then the dinosaur's like, hey, and she's like, I didn't even see that dinosaur. Just like, that's kind of.
She flew, had to have flown in there.
Attention. How do you not notice the dinosaur?
Oh.
It's bigger than the building.
It's like that Death Spa movie we saw last night.
Death Spa.
Death Spa.
Now that's a horror movie everyone should see.
Yeah, we saw
it's so terrible.
We saw it last night at this horrorthon, and there's a scene where, like, a guy is sneaking around in an office,
yeah.
and somebody else walks in, and they literally have to have had seen this person
because
the office is not that big.
No,
but somebody comes in, and
they're halfway on screen before the first guy hides behind an office chair.
And not even fully, like he's not even like it's,
I,
it's no,
he,
the
like,
chair.
He's,
like, he's much bigger than the chair.
He's like standing behind the chair, like just standing behind it. And like the first person,
he's like
the second person doesn't even.
And she's
see
not even
him,
like she's like 5 feet away.
Like, not even. Like, they're already on frame when this guy starts running behind the chair to hide.
Yeah.
And then the second person acts like they never saw him. I'm like, wow, that's awful.
So I'm assuming that's what this dinosaur
that's
did.
That's what totally what happened.
The right dinosaur there. Totally hid behind a chair and was like, ah!
I don't see you.
So the dinosaur starts, you know, wreaking havoc, and she starts fighting it back. But the dinosaur is like, hey, look, a family. I'm going to grab this kid.
Yeah, I'm going to grab this child. I'm going to eat it.
And just eat it. And the, you know, because on the cover, she's saving a child from a dinosaur.
Yes.
The child is blonde.
Yes.
In this one, though, the kid is brunette.
Yeah, see, you don't care about brunettes. That's why you put the blonde on the cover.
Is that how that works?
Well, I don't know.
So you think if the blonde was on, if this kid was brunette, then nobody would buy this book?
Well, no, of course not. But I think it's more people feel sympathy for the poor little blonde girl than they would for the poor little brunette girl. Yeah, fuck her. She's not going to pose in Playboy anytime soon. Let her get eaten.
She's like,
actually, no one is. Because there's no word.
I'm surprised the parents were just like, she's not going to pose in Playboy. Who cares?
She's a brunette. Fuck her.
Like, you already saved her blonde daughter on the cover.
Yes, as long as the blonde one lives, everyone is okay. But she, like, runs into this dinosaur mouth and, like, saves the kid.
And she scolds the family.
Yeah, and she did. This is the most ridiculous thing ever. She's like, here's your kid. But the best thing, like, the dinosaur's still there, okay? Like, it's still a threat. And she stops to tell these people that the best thing to do when you see a monster like that is to get away from it. I'm like, thank you for that fucking sage advice, Wonder Woman. And then the dinosaur, like, disappears.
Dinosaur disappears, and then the thugs disappear, and she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So then the next morning, we're at the UN.
Yeah, and they're talking about, like, getting her job back.
I can I say something, though?
This is stupid?
Well, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Yes. But the title Undersecretary is very awkward.
Yeah. I know it's an actual thing, and I think they still exist, but they're just weird. It's a strange title. Instead of just being, like, secretary to whatever, they used to call them undersecretaries, and I think they're still a thing in the government, but I don't even know.
Yeah, it just seems weird.
It's a weird title.
So she's still kind of, the next day, she's still, you know, kind of keeping an eye out for this stuff.
Yeah.
And she finds these guys ripping off
a museum,
and they're using a bear.
Yeah.
Who apparently is running like a man.
Yeah.
Just carrying a sarcophagus.
Yeah.
And she sees them, apparently they all packed everything into this helicopter. Helicopter's about to fly away.
And she grabs the...
She grabs the helicopter and fucking wrecks it.
Yeah, just smashes it.
And she's like, oh, I hope none of the stuff was damaged in there.
Yeah, but she's not worried about the people that she could have very well killed.
Or the bear!
I don't know if
she saw the bear.
Who knows? It was probably hiding behind a chair. She didn't see it.
Oh, no, she knew the bear was there because she recognizes...
the guys.
Because the guys spill out. Yeah. She puts them in their lasso. And then she's like, oh, not everything must be okay because it was securely packed. I'm going to go grab that bear. And she's like, oh, wait, the bear is gone. This is weird. Animals keep disappearing. However, we do see a bug. I just noticed this here.
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
A little bug here in the corner. It's going to come into play later. Do we see it when the dinosaur goes away? Dinosaur.
No, it just disappears.
Okay, well.
Yeah, you don't see it in that one.
Whatever.
But it does come into play later.
Actually, apparently there's also an issue of a flash on sale where the Silver Age, Golden Age Sandman shoots a man dressed as Bizarro.
Oh, no.
I kind of want to read this one.
Yeah, well, we'll have to look for it.
Issue 275, and Flash is dancing with Barbara Gordon.
Yeah, I don't know what...
Oh, look, at Huntress and Aquaman are in the back there having a dance. I kind of want to read this one.
We'll find it.
We got to find this one.
We'll keep looking.
And for some reason it says this issue is the one... Okay, so it's like talking, and for some reason it just has like a random eye capitalized. Yeah, it's weird.
Anyway, so Wonder Woman like breaks in and doesn't see the bear, and then I don't know, I assume she took those guys to the police station.
No, she just left them there.
She just like left them there.
She already crippled them because she threw their helicopter like a fucking maniac.
They're dead, actually.
She
didn't have to take them anywhere. She's like, I'll leave these bodies.
Your lives are invisible like my suit.
Do you think like Wonder Woman or like Superman kills somebody, they're just like, I'll just leave that there. And they're like, doot, doot, doo, doo.
It's actually kind of a callback to last night with Halloween 3 when that guy brings this dude to the hospital. And he's like, it's funny because
that guy was the best guy.
And they're explaining, he's just kind of like, you know, whatever, it's in the beginning scene, and then the guy he brings to the hospital starts like, spazzing out.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of like...
And he just like, and then he just runs away.
And they, but they kind of keep it on him, like, they kind of like, he slowly like, just kind of goes, nobody was, because it's just a minute before he's like explaining how it's like, I was brought up right to bring people to help them out, and this stuff, yeah. and the guy starts spazzing out, and he goes, walk.
That guy did what we would all do.
He did exactly that, because he's like, I have nothing else I can do here.
Yeah.
I literally have no use here, so I'm going to leave.
Yeah, he's out. And I think that's kind of like Wonder Woman.
That's what Batman does, or Superman does.
Any of them, they're just like, oh, I think that guy's dead. That was like that when I got here. Just like, leave. So I think that's what happened here. And so Wonder Woman's at her job, I guess.
She's bored. Sure, bored!
Sure.
I'm bored! Like, bored!
Like all of us. So she's like, oh.
This is pre-internet.
Yeah, it's pre-internet.
Right now, if this was in the now, she'd be watching a cat video.
Probably.
She'd be like The Rock on Ballers.
Yeah.
Watching a cat video.
You know, honestly, I would watch an entire hour of The Rock watching cat videos.
I would watch that. That show is nothing but The Rock watching cat videos and then getting hit in the back of the head with footballs and then yelling at kids for throwing the football at them.
Yeah.
That'd be a great show.
Maybe do a little like singing.
And then singing,
little lip syncing in his car.
Yeah.
Like, that show would be so much better. I don't even know what that show's about. Like, we've watched every episode, and I'm like, I have no fucking clue what's happening. It's like, that guy, and then there's, like, people having sex with that girl. Like, I don't know.
They're angry, and then The Rock's like...
The Rock watches.
But The Rock is up with a football, and I'm...
And, like, Rob Corddry, I don't know what the fuck his problem is. I'm just like, okay, like, I'm just gonna watch The Rock from now on. I don't care.
Yeah. Now what?
I only tune into The Rock scenes.
Just jump in The Rock getting hit with the football. Like, what the fuck? And just throw it. I could watch it over and over.
It was a Nerf football, too.
It wasn't even a hard football.
No, it was a Nerf.
The Rock is giant. He's going to be Captain Marvel, for Christ's sake. Or yeah, Black Adam.
Yeah, The Rock. Great man.
Anyways. She's not watching cat videos, but she's bored.
And, like, that guy comes in. I don't know who the boss.
Undersecretary.
Her boss, I'm assuming.
Undersecretary Wagner with a giant pipe.
Yeah, like a really long one.
He's like, look at my pipe in my face. I can get you in your face.
Back in the day when people used to smoke in their offices.
You don't see a lot of pipe smokers.
Nope.
These days.
So they talk. I don't know what the fuck they talk about. I don't think it matters.
It really does. Actually, I like this one here. This is a good here. Superman stealing somebody's mailbox to show. He's like, you can get DC Comics in a mailbox.
Please give me my mailbox back,
sir. And somebody in, you know, like, Kit Smallville's like, where the fuck did my mailbox go? Clark's like, I'm borrowing it!
Do you think there's like, there probably could be a really good comic book in a Superboy, but like done as Dennis the Menace? So he just harasses his neighbor. Like he's stealing his mailbox, like all sorts of whatever bullshit.
But you don't even need to do that. He's doing that already because he's an idiot.
Oh, I know, but it's always like one neighbor. So maybe you should focus on the one neighbor and have it be like a Dennis the Menace type thing.
No, I want there to be an issue. Well, actually, there are those issues where they're like, Superboy sucks, get out of here.
No. It's just like he's the only one who everybody else seems to love him. It's just this one guy keeps getting fucked over because like his house is the only one getting destroyed. His mailbox is the only one getting stolen. That sort of shit.
So Wonder Woman decides to go out and look around for... She's like, New York, so much impossible criminals.
Yeah, she's looking for criminals because she's bored. She's
bored.
There's no cat videos.
No cat videos, so she finds...
If there were cat videos, Wonder Woman wouldn't have gone anywhere.
She finds these geeks on a roof.
Oh yeah, she's like, hey, that's the same helicopter that I wrecked yesterday, and somehow it's back to normal.
Yeah.
And oh, it's the same guys that I thought I killed, but I guess they're alive. And so she, like, stops by to be like, oh, maybe I should finish the job. And then all of a sudden a huge snake shows up.
Good.
And she's like, oh, it's a snake. And it, like, wraps her up. And then, like, a big bubble encases them.
Yes.
Like a Zorb. Or, like, one of those hamster balls.
Hamster ball.
Yeah, well, you know what a Zorb is, right? It's those big balls that they, like, push down a fucking hill.
Yeah, so she's one of those.
Yeah, she's one of those.
She's in a Zorb. And then, so then the snake turns into the fly.
A little tiny bug.
The tiny bug that we saw before.
Yep.
And it hops out, and it turns out it's Multi-Man.
Yeah, who, by the way, let's just talk about Multi-Man's costume.
Fuck this guy.
This guy is wearing the most ridiculous costume, because it's like a little leotard, but it's like a like a bathing suit, basically. So he's got
basically, yeah,
bare legs all the way down to his boots.
Smooth bare legs.
Smooth. And then it's like a long-sleeved leotard with like a belt and gloves. And then he's got this huge V-neck.
Well, it's like, an M. It's
well,
an
I know,
M
but
vest.
It's like it's a V-neck. But then it's like an M, yeah, like outlining the V on his chest. And then he's also wearing like kind of like Scarlet Witch's headpiece.
Which is basically, but it's an M.
But it's an M.
And his colors, mind you, are like the Miami Dolphins colors.
Yeah.
So it just looks kind of hideous.
Why hasn't anyone cosplayed that guy?
I don't know. I think I can. I could just put a bunch of paper in my head and walk around with no pants.
We gotta get you, like, get some nice, like, green Speedos. But you have to, like, shave your legs, because that kind of smooth.
Yeah, no, I kind of like my manly legs. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not going with multi-man this year. So they decided, so he's basically like, I've been in charge.
I'm a changeling. That's why I was a dinosaur and a snake and a bear.
And so they stick Wonder Woman's Zorb into the helicopter.
Yeah.
And they fill it with sleeping gas, and then they decide to throw her out over the ocean.
Yep. They're like, she'll drown. Ha ha. But she pushes the plane.
She pushes the Zorb.
Yeah, but it also hits the helicopter.
It hits the helicopter. And it manages to break free.
And it breaks open like a hamster ball.
Mm-hmm.
And so she falls, and he's like, it's okay, she'll drown. No big. And, like, as she's, like, because, you know, she's unconscious. But she touches her tiara, and, oh, my God, here comes her invisible jet. So it saves her.
Yeah.
And she's fine.
And then she calls, yeah, okay, yeah, she has, yeah.
And so they're back to stealing shit, and now he's an elephant.
Just a giant elephant.
Yeah.
Why don't you just turn into a bear all the time?
I was going to say, like, is an elephant really the best animal?
You're going to break everything.
To steal, you know, Egyptian treasures? Because that's basically what they're doing, is they're stealing these, like, fragile treasures.
Yeah.
And he's like a fucking elephant. I'm like, I don't know if that's necessarily the best choice. But
yeah.
Whatever. Like, a monkey might be better. At least you have hands.
So Wonder Woe shows up. She jumps on top of a multi-mine as elephant. She punches the elephant in the back of the head.
Yeah. She does.
Just fuck elephants.
Donkey punches an elephant.
She says something. He's like, oh, you're surprised that you were an elephant and you forgot that I was able to, you know, we beat you once before.
Yeah.
And blah, blah.
Yeah.
So.
He turns into a bug.
Turns into a bug.
But she, I don't know what she does with her lasso here.
She takes her lasso and spins around really fast and uses a vibration field to knock him as a fly right out of the air.
Right.
And then she grabs him and uses her lasso to command him to.
But she doesn't have her lasso around it.
Well, she did. She flipped it around, and I think.
Was it just like the vibrations, like, concentrated her lasso energy?
Concentrated her lasso juice. Lasso energy.
I don't think it works that way.
Whatever. It just did.
It doesn't work.
It just did.
Okay, well, whatever.
It
doesn't work that way.
The lasso around you, forced by to obey my commands. The first one is to stay in the form as a fly until we find a cell to hold you.
Possibly forever.
And then she's like, New York, what a town.
The end.
And that's it. Next issue, The Long Green Line of Death.
Yeah.
That's it for Wonder Woman. Oh, should we talk about these letters.
Oh, yeah, I
didn't read the letters, but we get one of those DC bulletins. And this is where Ask the Answer Man.
Oh.
You ask, you know, because occasionally Bob Rozakis would answer questions. The editor of DC Comics would answer questions. Mm-hmm. People sent to him, and they would ask him stupid questions, like, "How fast can the Flash run?" He's like, "He could run real fast." And one of them is, yeah. For some reason, somebody asked him how happens to Spider-Man's webs after he swings on it, and he's like, "It dissolves." Why am I answering Aunt Marvel questions? Like, why are you? You're the editor. You
why
don't have
you even print that question.
You don't have to do this. I know. He's like, why am I answering this? I'm like, you don't have to.
I don't know. I'm certain you have more questions to pick from.
Yeah. And then somebody asks about if Wonder Woman goes berserk without her Amazon bracelets, how come Diana Prince doesn't wear them unsigned? Somebody was like, I don't want to be attached to this. I just want to ask. And Answer Man says, she does, but they're invisible like her costume.
That is so stupid.
It's dumb.
I really just hope it's It's berserk just means hoarder. She's got flat cats all over the fucking place. Feta cheese.
Feta cheese, flat cat.
Yeah.
Would you like a feta just cheese?
Grape leaves. Would you like anything a Greek that would you like a
flat
find.
Cat pita with feta cheese?
Yeah, just like stacks of pitas.
Because she's so Greek, she has to keep everything.
Yeah, it's just like an just entire the wall full of my big fat Greek wedding DVDs.
Can we get a My Fat Big Greek Wedding movie remade, but with Wonder Woman in it?
That'd be amazing. I'd watch that movie.
I think Nira Vandal would probably be down with that.
Yeah, no, she'd be fine with that.
I think she'd be like,
isn't that they making a second one now?
Didn't they make, I wonder if they were making, or she crowdfunded or something. It's making money. I don't know. Somebody's
so, like,
it.
When I first got here and I did that class, you know, that's writing a script class down at I.O., my teacher talked about how she ended up getting her movie made is because she wrote it, and then she solicited the fuck out of agents and agents' assistants and staged readings of her work until somebody finally fucking came down and saw it and, like, gave her a deal. But she was, like, insane with it, like, sending postcards all the time and, like, talking to everybody. Like, she was, like, super proactive. And that is how she got a writing deal.
Well, that's how you make it in Hollywood.
I guess, but, I mean, I feel like that seems like an awful lot of work.
Well, look at her now. Look at her now.
And she also did that amazing movie with David Duchovny. God, what was it called? Where it was like her and her friend and they pretended to be drag queens and like David Duchovny was in it and she ended up dating him. No. Oh my God, what is the name of that movie?
Oh shit, I don't remember that now.
No, yes, I've seen it. God damn it. Like something in
Tu Wong Fu?
No, like
that's awful. I'm sorry. I know it's not Tu Wong Fu.
Something in Clara. It's the name of two women. I can't remember what it is. I don't have my phone with
me. I didn't realize David Duchovny was in
it. He was in it. He was her love interest. And I totally watched that movie.
As you would. It pretty much has your two main interests in it.
Drag queens?
Drag queens and David Duchovny.
He's not one of my main interests. Especially now. Maybe when I was younger. But no, not anymore. Back in the early days of The X-Files, absolutely. But I was also like 13, so. He's a creepy sex addict.
He is.
Who's in a dad rock band.
That's right, he is.
Yeah, but I'm still watching the X-Files revival, and I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry every fucking minute of it. Just sob.
But why? It's on.
Because it's so perfect. It might be terrible, which also will make me cry.
What if it sucks ass?
Will make me cry.
What if it's Gotham-y?
I went to the theater to see the second X-Files movie.
Yeah, you.
I went by myself at, like, 1 o'clock on a Saturday, and it was just me and, like, seven other sad X-Files fans.
Was that on opening weekend?
I think maybe it was on opening weekend or the weekend after. And I saw it in the one downtown Boston, in the theater there. And all of us were just all by ourselves, and we watched it, and when it was over, we just all avoided eye contact and sadly shuffled out, because we all knew that what we had just watched was a fucking tragedy, but we weren't going to talk about it because then we would all cry.
Well, hopefully everything will be okay.
Yeah.
And was it January they're doing it?
Yeah.
They're going to put Gotham on ice for a little bit.
No, I think Gotham still has like a 22 episode.
Does it have a full order? Is it, don't they, like, take the breaks and shit?
They are going to take a break, but I can't imagine they're going to take a six-week break.
Because it's a miniseries. I think it takes
Yeah, but then Gotham wouldn't be finished until, like, July.
Should we finish now? Let's be honest.
I don't even know what
it's not coming back for a second season. Sorry.
Third season. I don't know. We said that about the first season, and here we are.
No, they made it for the first season. And then now this year, they're literally slapping kids.
I don't understand what's wrong with Alfred.
And there's just horrible, just MRA shit going on.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with the nice guy Riddler.
Nice guy Riddler, and just,
you know what sucks too is the first couple.
Michael
Chiklis
is just like, I'm just here. I've always wanted. I told my kids I would do a Batman thing.
And here I am.
And I'm probably gonna die or turned into this substitute show.
Here's my theory about Michael Chiklis or his character in Gotham is that he is actually working for Theo Gallivan, and he's purposely working to fuck over Jim Gordon, because right now he's basically Jim Gordon's ideal of somebody who's gonna clean up Gotham. But he's doing it because Barbara has given Theo Gallivan all this information, who has now given it to Michael Chiklis, and who is now fucking over Gordon. And Gordon will, or Chiklis will eventually, you know, do something terrible, whatever, and then die. And that's what's going to happen. I'm going to give it maybe 2 more episodes.
You think so? I think you're going to hold that out until the end of the...
No, because they're going to do the fucking same thing that they did with the guy who was the Joker, which instead of pulling it out, like, making...
Oh, that's right, yeah, for the Joker, they're just like...
Instead of, like...
Like, hey, you guys like
slowly, and then killing him off in the fucking fall finale, which would have been great, because we knew that kid wasn't staying around forever. Or at least giving him, like, a 6-episode arc or whatever. They're like, here it is, everything's getting cool. Stab, dead. Now we're back to the bullshit that you hated last season. I'm like, you guys, this is an Empire. Stop burning your fucking plots. Whatever. Whatever.
Hey, as we'll say, nobody gets pants.
Nobody gets pants. Okay, so anyway.
That's it for the show this week.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it for Wonder Woman, number 257, volume 1, July 1979.
Yeah.
Would you read the next issue?
Oh, yeah. I like Wonder Woman comics. I think they're stupid.
Yeah, we probably have the next issue.
I'm sure we do. I buy a lot of them.
So two positive recommendations this week. How about that?
So, next week.
Yes.
Next week, November 1st. Sunday, November 1st is... Kamikaze.
Worst collection ever live.
10 a.m.
In I can you stall. I'm gonna.
No, I believe it's 511 A, B, and C.
Okay,
if I'm not mistaken.
You go to kamikazeexpo.com.
I think it's you can just search for Kamikaze.
Jesus Christ, I'm awful.
But it's I believe it's kamikazeexpo.com. But you can just search Kamikaze and it'll come up. Programs there. I'm sure there'll be printed programs at the convention, so it's not like, you know, you can't figure out what room it's going to be in. But
I was right. KamikazeExpo.com.
Yep.
Go and look under the shows and everything and just look at schedule and we're there.
Yep. We're there at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Special guest, Mike Schmidt. 40-year-old boy podcast. You also heard him on Comedy Film Nerds. You know, Never Not Funny.
Yep.
Hilarious guy. And he's got the comics. He's going to bring them. It's going to be awesome.
There's going to be a PowerPoint if we can get it to work.
It'll be work. We'll get it to work.
Well, we can get it to work. I'm always worried about, like, the hookup issue. But
they have it. Yeah. It's going to probably be they're set for
that. Bring your coffee, because it's going to be 10 o'clock in the fucking morning after Halloween. So, you know, it's cool.
Yeah.
If you're a little hungover, I understand.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. So check that out.
And also, too, I just want to say this, too. We've had somebody email, DM us on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Dawn of Comics, I think.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it Dawn? At Dawn of Comics?
Dawn of Comics. I'll get it right.
They tweeted at us saying, hey, you guys take recommendations. And yeah, we totally will.
Yeah.
We'll address this as well, but... It's probably, if you have, like, digital comics, you could feel free to, like, create them as a PDF. I think that might be best. And then if you want to link that PDF to, like, a Dropbox or something, or, like, some sort of file sharing thing, you can email it to Sean, that's S-H-A-W-N, Sean at SideshowNetwork.tv is my email address at the, you know, for Sideshow. So you can send that to there. And, you know, you can send anything out. If you're listening to this and you want to email the show, you can do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll read them out
there. And always feel free to tweet at us.
And tweet, yeah, please tweet at us. I'm at Angry Hero Sean, S-H-A-W-N, Instagram at Angry Hero Sean, as well as my Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com.
Yep. And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And that's it for this week's show.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, folks, and we will see you again next time.
Bye.